Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, big day. Big day because for the Sixers, the start of the playoffs, and unfortunately for the Flyers, no playoffs. Flyers lose last night. Other games go a certain way. Well, one other game goes a certain way. And the Flyers season is donezo. Now, the Sixers, they're about to crank it up. Or they're about to go out with a whimper in a couple days. We'll see. We'll see what the Sixers got. Phillies win last night. Great job by Ranger. Howie and Nick yesterday obviously talking extensively as the Eagles approach the NFL draft. Look, we'll get to it all today and all with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Pop-Tarts used to be called fruit scones. When they first hit the market back 1963, they were called fruit scones.
Not as fun.
That's a terrible name.
Horrible.
It's not evocative of anything in any way. But recently in America, around that time, the pop art movement was very popular.
Ooh, look at that.
Pop art in the 50s and 60s led to pop tarts in 1964
when
they were renamed.
If I was the owner of pop art, and there was no owner, I'd sew. Because, you know, I'm a sewer.
Well, good luck with that.
Sutcher, can I sue the Flyers for trading away players at the trade deadline?
Probably not.
No? What if I want to, though?
I mean, if anyone could, it's you.
What if I want to? I mean, they traded away players and then freaking missed the playoffs. You kidding me? That's it? We just accept it because, future.
Future.
Okay, that's it.
They were fair with the way they set the expectations.
Jonesy told you.
Future, he did.
They warned us every single step
of
the way.
And they just barely missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
My God. All right.
So that bodes well.
So that's one topic on the table. Ranger, another topic, obviously, is he did masterful work last night. Great job by him. I mean, you know, it was interesting yesterday during our show. I don't even remember who brought it up, but at a certain point there was a comment, a question by someone. Are you more discouraged by the Phillies' bats or encouraged by the Phillies' pitching? And it was like, think about that one here. Obviously, the bats have gotten more talk here on WIP and around town in the first 2.5 weeks because they had been so limp. But, man, the starting pitching has been spectacular. And it is obviously highlighted by the main three dudes. Zach Wheeler, who unfortunately they still haven't won one of his starts, but he's pitched well. Aaron Nola, who after his first disastrous start has pitched exceptionally well. And then Ranger Suarez, who's, I guess, probably been the best of the three. Look, great job by Ranger last night. We'll take your calls on the Phils. I mean, John.
They told us it was going to be different this year because Ranger has had a chance to be in spring training, and it was always a real hassle for him to get to our country.
That's right.
I didn't realize it was going to be this profound. They told us, wait till you see Ranger. Man, he's throwing it great. He's had a chance to work on everything. Ranger is 3-0 now. I know that the record doesn't really count for much with a starting pitcher in some circles, but a 1.73 ERA in his four starts this year. I know it's a really small sample size, but the numbers just reconfirm what we're seeing, and it's greatness.
Well, it is great, and I'll tell you this.
He's pitching the greatest that we've seen him pitch.
He is. That's right. He's hopefully entering early prime of Ranger. You know, one thing that went through my head yesterday, one thing that certainly went through my head, has gone through a couple of years, he's my favorite Phil now. Like, Rhys Hoskins was my favorite Phil of modern-day Phils. Ranger, with Rhys gone, I can tell you definitively,
so
he is my favorite
the guy
current
who
Philly.
Is dead set against any semblance of a bat flip You don't
he's
object
just
in
cool,
any way
man. He's
to
just
the
cool.
Nonchalant flip to first. There, some people would be offended. If
you
I'm on
what?
Another team
you know
and the opposing
point, John.
Pitcher
great
is
point.
Hanging out, bouncing the ball around.
It's like looking the other way, taking it easy.
I can throw this whenever I want to.
Stifle
I bet
yourself.
Other teams are mad.
Stifle yourself,
you
all right?
You need to reevaluate what's fair and what's
you
not.
You know why he
there's a word. It's called a hypocrite that I believe is appropriate.
Let me explain why he can do it. Because he gets the ball so casually and comfortably and with such time still on the clock, if you will, before he's got to throw that ball to first base. He can do whatever he wants, man. Mm. He is the slickest fielding Phillies pitcher I have ever seen. I didn't see Jim Cott 50, 60 years ago.
How does that not apply to the slickest hitting hit that
I've ever seen? I know. All right, so look, the whole Phillies thing on the table, obviously it's been – kind of a strange start with the bats, you know, for the first 2.5 weeks of the season. But last night, you certainly got enough of them with the five runs and the two homers. But the headliner
Bryce.
Of the night. Yeah, no,
buckle
Bryce.
Up, guys.
Yeah, the double and the homer by
the
Bryce.
Double.
Double and
he's
homer.
He's starting to get right.
All right, so the whole Phillies thing on the table, 215-592-9494. Now, let's also put the Sixers thing on the table. Let me just start by saying this, is that, you know, playoffs obviously started last night in the NBA, and tonight, you know, they come here to Philly. I am truly excited for the 76ers. I am more excited than I thought I would be. Now, I am well aware, ladies and gentlemen, I might be getting sucked in again, only to get freaking spit out by the Sixers in the next 1 to 3 weeks, chewed up, and we all get thrown in the trash as every single freaking year they break our heart. But maybe they won't. I mean, look, I'll say this. Are they good enough? You know, it's been a long time since they've done something meaningful. They have not done something meaningful since 2001. That's 23 years ago. By the way, the last time they did the ultimate, 1983, that's 41 years ago. And if you want to then get to just like, well, when before 01 was the time before that, something truly, I don't even call it truly meaningful, but getting to the conference finals before 01 last happened in 85. So that means 39 years, one trip to the conference finals. Actually, yeah, 39 years, one trip to the conference finals. So they are so past due, it's ridiculous. Joel's past due. We all know the storylines. We all know the deal. Are they good enough to do it? And I don't mean conference final. I mean the whole damn thing. Are they good enough to win the whole thing? Maybe. The main thing is the main guy. You know, Jalen Hurts says, let's keep the main thing. All right. Joel Embiid. This has to be his time. You know, the NBA has been like a hot potato lately. You win the championship. You win the Kawhi in 2019. LeBron in 2020. Greek Freak in 2021. Steph pops back even though they weren't that great in 2022. Jokic gets it in 2023. I know a lot of people, I get it, are focused on the conference finals, and to an extent I am. I'm also focused on tonight's game. We'll get to that in one moment. But I just want to start where it should end, with a championship. And you have a player, if he is fully committed, if he is fully invested, if he is fully in shape, if he is fully able, capable, and willing to play 40, 41, 42 minutes a game when need be, he is a good enough skilled player to do it. But we need his will to be as great as his skill. Now, we'll see in the next 3 days, 2 days, month, 2 months, what he's got this time around. We need his will to be equal to his skill. We'll see if he's got it. 215-592-9494. One guy whose will has always been exceptional is Jimmy Butler. John, as the Sixers are about to crank this thing up, I will admit Jimmy Butler does scare me, because we've seen the Butler playoff thing before. Jimmy controls the flow of the game. He's an adult. He's a, hey, everybody calm the hell down guy. You know, if his team's in, the other team goes on a run, 10-2 run, Jimmy will walk that ball up the floor. He'll give that look to all his teammates, say, everybody, calm the hell down.
Man, Kyle Lowry's good at doing
Kyle
that.
Kyle Lowry is good at doing that. All right, so, John, your thoughts on tonight, your thoughts on the big picture.
I'm very confident. Let's take this one step at a time, and we will have a chance to win the whole thing. Jimmy Butler is slowing down. Points, rebounds, and assists, everything down this year after playing more minutes this year. Bam Adebayo tonight, he can only hope to slow Joel down. And there's no way he can keep him off the foul line. Joel is the difference. He can be, he has been, he will be the best player in the world. And I can't stress enough, he's healthier right now than he's ever been at this juncture of the season. Like, he is able to do things now, no matter how you cut it, that he hasn't been in previous years. He's had 2 months to heal up in the middle of the season. He had the beginning of the season, he had 2 months to rest and heal in the middle of this giant season, and right now, to my eye, and I gotta assume everyone's eye, Joe, even Joe here, who sometimes doubts and thinks Jimmy Butler is the guy who gets it done no matter what. My 2 months to heal up, Joel, invigorated, faster. He can, with this increased health, do things that we haven't seen him do before, like over the course of a playoff journey, maintain greatness.
He can, but will he? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right, John?
He knows everyone's depending on him to maintain that. Your idea of the will thing.
Yeah.
Look, my idea that I wrote up before the show, like, his mindset, Joel's mindset, is the only thing that's holding him back. His mind.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mindset, his willingness.
Well, also his body. To be fair, John, sometimes
okay,
his body just breaks
sometimes
down.
Sometimes you got to tough it out and just will yourself.
Yeah, but maybe he,
the body stuff too.
But maybe he
I
can't.
Know other,
maybe he gets hurt like
I
he does every playoffs.
Karell Buchholter got hurt more than Deuce Staley. I mean,
sometimes it's a broken face. Well,
right,
you know, like it just is what it is.
Yeah, I mean the knee buckle, the whole thing. You know, I mean, I've wondered before whether he has, and this is a term I've used before to describe some of Joel's stuff. Does he have the constitution for the 2 month playoff journey? Like, I mean it. Does he have it with, like,
he hasn't in the past. And I think this year can be different because he's starting fresher than he ever has before. And right now, with the increased health, I think we're going to see a true phenomenon during the postseason. I think he looks so special right now, and he's about to do things. He's about to look quicker. He's about to get off the floor a little bit faster than a guy that size should. And we are a little bit more accustomed to seeing strange things out of this guy. I'm telling you, it's going to look even stranger when he's got that extra pep in his step. So, that aside, the other players we have around him, what about Tyrese Maxey, who's scoring 30 points each outing to complement that Joel Embiid unstoppable force?
Well, I'll say
he's
this.
Never had something like that I can count on Tyrese Maxey doing his thing.
You know, I'll go here on the Maxey front. I think Maxey this year is the best player that has played with Joel since Jimmy Butler played with Joel in 2019.
Sure.
I think he's better than Ben was, and I think he's better than old man Harden was. Now, to be fair, Harden gave him some really good playoff games last year. I
mean, He won game one.
Yeah. He won game one. But he also completely flopped in a couple other games.
Disappeared.
And game seven didn't show up. So right. I do believe in Maxey more than any Sixer since Butler in 2019.
And I believe in the conscience. To run with Joel. Conscience-less shooting of guys like Hield and Oubre. I know they'll keep shooting. I know they're good at shooting. I know we'll do better in that regard because they'll be more open with Joel playing the way I expect him to play, with Tyrese Maxey, with their two-man
game. Let me ask you a question.
Pulling defenders, these shooters will be more open than they've ever been.
Is Tobias Harris going to take a charge? And let me tell you why I say that.
Tobias doesn't matter as much anymore.
No, he doesn't matter as much as he used to, but every little thing matters. You're talking about winning a championship. I don't know how many people stayed up, that are up right now at 6:10 a.m., stayed up and watched the NBA games last night. I watched that Lakers game. Was a great game. LeBron James, over the age of, 40 or 41, whatever the hell he is, he took a charge last night.
He's 39, isn't he?
Whatever it is. He took a charge from Zion Williamson last night. Like, that's Will, ladies and gentlemen. LeBron James, the best player in the NBA since Michael Jordan, not currently the best player, but the best player in the world in the last 20 years, was willing in his 21st year of basketball, because he cares so much about winning, to stand there in the paint and get hit like a freaking Mack truck can hit a freaking another Mack truck. Like, it was incredible. It was incredible. And he was hurting, but he got up, he stayed in the game, he won the game. Like, I need Tobias to have more
Tobias
eye of the tiger.
Tobias is going to be Tobias.
You're probably right,
John. The beauty
John.
Of this year is you don't have to count on Tobias as much because we've got other guys we can count on more.
That is
true. And this can be a different year. Yeah, I know that I can count on Oubre to keep shooting. And I know that he will make a lot of those shots that he takes. Joel's going to be the difference. Tyrese Maxey, 30 a night. It feels like that's not asking like more than he can give.
All right, look,
realistic. And by the way, Nick Nurse, the biggest roadblock every year, Joe. Oh man, the Sixers in the half court game, what are they going to do? Yeah. Everything falls apart when the Sixers have to resort to a half court game. And now I see us, we pull plays out and they work. We run a half court game and the guys know the plays, and the plays are executed, and Nick Nurse is doing a great job of getting this team better than it's ever been before on the X's and O's part. That's another reason why this year's going to be different.
All right,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.